Dairy is a part of the season. Get into the holiday spirit at Feltz's Dairy Store. Wishing you a wonderful 2023 from your friends at Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store at 5796 Porter Drive in Stevens Point, where you can find food, family, and fun.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This time of year reminds us to pause and remember the importance of our relationships with family and friends. We are grateful to know so many of you as our friends and neighbors here in Wisconsin Rapids, and thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of your life. May you enjoy your time together during this joyous season. Happy holidays from
Sharon Zeman,
Bob Ebbin, Pat Murphy, and Clayton Kanoki. Edward Jones Financial Advisors, member SIPC.
Maxwell House Coffee presents Good News of 1939. The makers of Maxwell House Coffee again present to you another full hour of sparkling entertainment from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios in Hollywood. Tonight, you will hear Lionel Barrymore, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol with Reginald Owen, Gene Lockhart, Kathleen Lockhart, Anne Rutherford, and, of course, Fanny Bryce with Hanley Stafford, Frank Morgan, the songs of Tony Martin, and the music of Meredith Wilson. Here is your host for this evening, Robert Young.
Thank you, Warren. Ladies and gentlemen, Meredith Wilson gets our show underway with a brand new song from Cole Porter's current Broadway hit, Leave It to Me, the song Tomorrow. Meredith will play Tomorrow right now, which is a good trick if you can do it. Maestro? Now here's Tony Martin, the singing star from 20th Century Fox Studios, to bring us the new Ben Oakland, Sam Lerner hit song, Everybody's Laughing. All right, Tony. Tony! Warren, where's Tony Martin?
Oh, I haven't seen him, Bob. I guess he hasn't shown up yet.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as long as Tony isn't here yet, we'll go on with the balcony now. Oh, it's about time he showed up.
Gosh, Bob, I'm sorry I'm late, but it's all your fault.
Yeah, my fault.
Sure, you're the one who suggested I go out to your Bel Air stables and take up horseback riding, and that's why it's your fault.
Well, what happened?
Well, your riding master out there strapped me on a horse and...
Strapped you on a horse?
Yeah, he got tired of picking me up. And you know that big oak tree right by the entrance of the ring?
Yeah.
Well, he told me to ride from there to a little red flag on the fence, and that's why I'm late.
Well, I still don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the little red flag wasn't on the fence. It was on the back of a truck going to San Diego. I had the fly back.
Well, all right, Paul Revere. Next time we'll nail the flag on the fence. Come on now, our listeners are waiting for everybody's laughing.
Okay, Bob. Meredith, a little music, please. I'll try.
Everybody's laughing. Yes, everybody's laughing. They know that you and I are through, and everybody's laughing. I told the world you loved me and bragged about it proudly. But since they know it's over, they're laughing at me loudly. People love to linger so they can point a finger and tear apart a guy whose heart was taken through the ringer. If we could start all over, the laugh might be on them. But meanwhile, I boasted of your affection. I was so sure it would last. I was so sure of the future. But now that it's a thing of the past, everybody's laughing. Yes, everybody's laughing. They know that you and I are. And everybody's laughing. I told the world you loved me and bragged about it proudly. But since they know it's over, they're laughing at me loudly. People love to linger so they can point a finger and tear apart a guy whose heart was taken through the ringer. If we could start all over, the laugh might be on them. But meanwhile, everybody's laughing.
If you were late, Tony, I'm sure everyone will agree that was worth waiting for. And now here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Fanny Bryce as Baby Snook. Tonight, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, is in a bad way. He is suffering from the after effects of a banquet. As the scene opens, we find Daddy tossing in bed in the guest room, trying vainly to sleep. Listen.
Oh, my poor head. Oh, I'm sick. I wish I was dead. Oh.
Hello, Daddy.
That's all I need now. What are you doing out of bed?
I can't sleep.
You can't sleep? That's your husband. Why can't you sleep?
Somebody left a big light on.
What light?
Outside my window.
Oh, Snooks, that's not a light. It's the moon.
Turn it off, Daddy.
Now, look here, Snooks. I beg you not to bother me tonight, especially with questions.
Why?
Because I'm sick, and I think I'm going to need the doctor.
The doctor?
Yes, now go back to sleep.
All right. Daddy!
What is it?
How did the moon get up there?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody knows. It just shines, that's all.
Who turns the light on?
There isn't any light on the moon.
I can see a light on it.
I know, but it isn't there.
Huh?
At night, you see a light on the moon, which really isn't on the moon. Instead, it's the light from the sun, which is never here when the moon is here.
Shall I send for the doctor, Daddy?
I've already sent for him.
Why?
Because I'm sick. Now, please leave me alone.
Why?
Because you make me nervous. And the doctor says I mustn't get excited and mustn't holler.
The doctor mustn't?
No, I mustn't.
You mustn't what?
I mustn't holler! I mean, I mustn't holler. Now, please, go to bed.
All right. Daddy!
Yes?
The light's still on.
Look, I just told you that that's the moon and there isn't any light. The moon shines because it reflects the light from the sun which is shining on it.
Is the sun shining?
Yes.
Can I go out and play?
No.
Why?
Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You said the sun was shining.
It is. It's shining on the moon, but the sun is someplace else.
Is the moon someplace else?
No. The moon is right here, but the sun is in China.
Where's China?
It's 9,000 miles away.
When will the sun be back?
In the morning.
How does it get there so fast?
It doesn't get anywhere. We go there.
To China?
No. Look, the Earth revolves on its axis and goes around the sun. So in the morning, we are where China was, and China's where we were. Only we both remain in the same place.
When is the doctor coming, Daddy?
Never mind the doctor. Now, please go to sleep, folks. I've got a splitting headache.
All right. Daddy!
Oh! Don't yell. It jars my head like a cannon. What is it?
Look at all those little sparks in the sky.
Those are stars.
I like them.
Well, that's fine. Go to bed.
I want one.
Oh, don't be silly. You can't have a star. All right. I'll get you one.
Which one?
Oh, that one. Now what's the matter?
I don't want that one. I want that one.
You can't have any.
Why?
Because that star you're pointing to is Mars.
How did she get it?
How did who get it?
Mars.
I didn't say it was Mars. I said it was Mars.
It ain't Mars, but it's Mars?
Yes.
Are you sure the doctor's coming, Daddy?
Forget the doctor. Now I'm telling you the name of that planet. Every star up there has a name.
Can I call that one Charlie?
Its name is Mars.
I want it.
Oh, why was I born? Now, Mr. Snooks, please try to understand. Those stars are millions of miles away. Nobody can reach them. Do you follow me?
Where are we going?
Nowhere! And you can't have any stars.
Why?
Because in the first place, each one of those stars is many times bigger than this whole Earth.
Those are tiny ones?
Yes.
Bigger than the whole Earth?
Yes, and don't ask me if the doctor's coming. Now go to bed before I have a complete breakdown. All I want to do is sleep.
Daddy.
What is it?
You want me to tell you a story?
What? No. You mean you want to tell me a story?
Uh-huh. I'll make you go to sleep.
Well, here's a chance for me to give her a taste of her own medicine. All right. Go ahead and tell me a story.
All right. I'll tell you Jack and the Beanstalk.
Go ahead. Tell me the story.
Once upon a time, there was a poor little woman who had a son named Jack. And they lived in Jack and his mother. She was very good to him.
Good to who, Snook?
Good to Jack. She was
who
very...
was?
His mother.
Whose mother?
Jack's mother!
Oh.
She gave him a cow to sell in the village. When she told him
told
that...
the cow?
Yeah!
Oh, what are you yelling about?
Because you keep mixing up the story.
Now you know how I feel when you do it to me.
I'm going to bed.
I finally got even.
All right, Warren Hull, the stage is yours.
Thanks, Bob. Friends, a short time ago, a bride and her mother-in-law had an amusing experience. It happened over a cup of coffee. It went like this.
Well, Peggy, after a meal like that, I'm sure Jim will never be homesick for my cooking.
Well, that's a real compliment, Mother Hogan.
Peggy's a grand cook, all right, Mother. I'm only sorry that...
Sorry about what, Jim?
Well, usually Peggy makes marvelous coffee. Only tonight, it's different. No flavor to it.
Well, Jim, guess you'll have to blame me, not Peggy. You see, I brought over specially a pound of coffee that you used to rave about, but it's turned out to be a fizzle. Tell me, Peggy, what kind do you use?
Why, the new Maxwell House. It has so much more flavor that Jim just won't have any other coffee.
Friends, if you've had trouble getting coffee that's just to your taste, coffee that's always rich, satisfying, and full-flavored, then you'll certainly appreciate two important improvements in the new Maxwell House. First, the remarkable radiant roast process roasts each coffee bean through and through, as evenly inside as out. It brings out all the full flavor of the superb coffee. So you get no bitter coffee due to parching, no weak coffee due to under-roasting. Second, the blend. A way has been found to further enrich Joel Cheek's original famous Maxwell House blend. It's smoother, more full-bodied, more downright delicious than ever before, with a wealth of cheery stimulation in every cup. So ask your grocer tomorrow for a pound of this marvelous new Maxwell House coffee. It comes in the same familiar blue super vacuum can. So it's always roaster fresh, always good to the last drop.
Meredith Wilson's arrangement of Ferdinand the Bull is still the top. He plays it for you now. All right, Matador, Ferdinand the Bull.
Thank you, Bob.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I know you'll enjoy
well,
the
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, you can keep it. Musicians.
What's the matter now, Frank?
Look at that band. Looks like a group picture of a family of cannibals. I think that drummer has prehensile toes.
That means monkey. I looked it up at rehearsal. What happened, Frank?
Well, I should have known better. I never met a saxophone player yet who wasn't at heart a foot pad.
What happened?
A few minutes ago, I was walking in the corridor looking for a place to put my script When I noticed this saxophone player talking to a very beautiful girl...
I might have known it would be this.
As soon as I saw them, I was struck by the tableau. The girl, a lovely, lissome flower. Mm-hmm. The saxophone player, a toad. I accosted the fellow, thrust the dollar bill into his hand, and asked him to get me a cigar.
Oh, you felt an urge.
Yes.
To smoke.
Yes, well... But imagine my surprise when the fellow was gone to find I was standing with his girl beneath a spray of mistletoe.
Oh.
Well, being of a superstitious turn of mind, I set to work. And when the saxophone player returned, he found me bussing his fair companion.
Bussing her?
Yes, a Chaucerian word meaning kiss. Unfortunately, the musician hadn't studied Chaucer and immediately began making a disgusting scene.
Well, I should think he would.
What?
Send a man for a cigar, and when he comes back, he finds you kissing his girl. I hope he got his revenge.
He did. He kept my chain. Well, serves me right for trusting a musician. In the future, I'll...
What's all the noise about?
What's going on?
This man ruined my client's hat.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but we're broadcasting.
What's going on here?
I have a perfect right to come in here. Am I addressing Mr. Morgan?
You have that honor, Mr.
Prinsmetal, sir. I'm an attorney.
Attorney Prinsmetal?
Yes.
Well, delighted. Mr. Prinsmetal, this is Mr. Young.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Wilson.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Mr. Hall.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, gentlemen... If you'll forgive me, I'll be running along. You'll find the cards and the chips in the left drawer.
Wait. Mr. Morgan, I'm here on behalf of my client, and here is our bill of particulars.
You've got a bill?
Yes.
Frank Morgan versus Fred Stunk. What's this? I don't know any Stunk.
Well, I do. Frank, he represents the fellow whose hat you ruined last week with a Calcutta egg trick. Remember?
Oh, don't bother me with mundane affairs today.
It's not mundane, it's Thursday. Stay here, Mark.
Read the bill of particulars, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, well, that won't be necessary. Here's $5 for the man's hat.
Thank you. Now read the bill of particulars.
But, my dear sir, I don't have to read.
Read
I know
it,
that...
Frank.
Read it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Know all men by these presents, greetings to wit. Whereas Frank Morgan, defendant, did willfully and maliciously destroy the derby of the plaintiff, Fred Stunk, the said derby being valued at the sum of $10,000...
$10,000 for a derby? He used it on the end of his trombone.
Why am I constantly being persecuted by musicians?
Read the bill of particulars.
Yes, well, $10,000 for the hat. Plaintiff also claims $50,000 damages for humiliation, $50,000 punitive damages, and $124 for Bessola.
Bessola, what's that?
That's my client's boat. He wants to get a new bottom put on it.
Why should I buy Stunk a new bottom? For his boat?
There's no harm in asking. Read the rest of the complaint.
All these damages are claimed by plaintiff because of defendant Morgan's action in performing the Calcutta hat trick on December 8th, 1938, when he put it the wee cakes. Ruined plaintiff's suit by putting the stout milk sugar in his hair. Mr. Attorney, this whole thing is irrelevant, incompetent, and impotistic.
Hey, what's that? Impotistic?
I don't know. I just put it in to worry him. Mr. Prinsmetal, nothing of the kind ever happened.
Oh, what did happen?
Well, I made one simple mistake in performing the trick, that's all.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, my intention was to produce from your client's hat a sack of steaming wheat cake. I possess certain magical powers.
Oh,
and
Frank, cut it out.
Huh? Oh, well, yes. Well, I can show you exactly where I went wrong. Do you mind if I borrow your hat?
Wait a minute, thank you very much.
Just hold the hat.
Oh, no, yeah. Frank, not again.
Now, you see, what I did last Thursday was to take the two eggs and break them like this. I should have done was to take the eggs and break them like this. Well, the case is dismissed. I'll see you all later.
Mr. Morgan!
Oh, what have you got there, Warren?
Not eggs. Now, wait till you hear it, Bob. It's a limerick from one of our many Maxwell House friends. His name is Ad Reinhardt.
Well, come on, read it.
Okay, listen. There was a young man named Bello who was always quite a good fellow. His superlative spouse served the new Maxwell House, the coffee that's rich, smooth, and mellow.
By the way, Warren, are many people sending in jingles or limericks about Maxwell House?
They sure are, Bob, and I want to thank all of our friends who take the trouble to write them. We really do appreciate it. And by the way, the minute hand of the clock is pointing straight down. So pull up your chairs and join our friendly circle in our regular Thursday evening custom. A steaming, fragrant cup of Maxwell House and the music of Meredith Wilson.
Ho, ho, ho! It's off to Grandma's house for Christmas dinner. Laughing and reminiscing with family, and more than likely, presents given and received. Yes, Christmas is a joyous time of the year. When all the festivities are done and you're back to your regular daily routine, think of Culver's. You need a break or a treat. Butter burgers, concrete mixers, and almost as good as Grandma's cooking. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to one and all from the entire staff at your Wisconsin Rapids Culver's restaurant.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Since 1992, Doorworks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. Doorworks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley in Adams Friendship today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Merry Christmas. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Good evening. We hope you are enjoying the 30 hours of Christmas here on AM 1320 WFHR. We now proudly present Handel's Messiah, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir.